something that is on an optimistic tone is foreign investors for our local bonds. So foreigners really betting on South Africa's bonds. As of the beginning of October, these investors were net buyers of close to 22 billion rand in South African bonds. And joining me now to discuss the moves at play in the fixed income arena is Michelle Wahlberg from RMB. Thank you so much for your time, Michelle. Now, really talking about that positive sentiment when it comes to our local bonds, what's been the major drivers of these positive bets in our bonds?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show. So the bond market has been a little bit topsy-turvy at the moment. There's been a big discrepancy with daily reporting of what foreigners have been doing versus what's happened on a monthly basis. And, you know, we saw a little bit of weakness towards the end of last week, you know, where back-end bonds were very close to 11%. We have seen the sentiment turn a little bit this week, where we've seen some local real money buying interest come through. Today we had the weekly bond auction, and we saw some foreigners buy bonds post the auction. So there has been a bit of a turn in sentiment towards SAGBs, and we've seen a bit of a rally in our bonds. But that being said, the market's still very, very uncertain of all the event risks that we're going to see next week, with obviously the elections that we have. There's obviously the Fed meeting as well early in November. And then the budget that's also moved to the 11th of the MTBPS, that's moved to the 11th of November. So we're seeing the market a little bit uncertain here. And there's a little bit of jitteriness, and we're seeing quite wild moves both up and down as this uncertainty comes to play.
Michelle, you're talking about the uncertainty that you are seeing, but of course you have said that sentiment has really took a slight turnaround. I just want to go back to that uncertainty that we saw in terms of the information when it comes to the flows of bonds. There was contradicting information between traded and settled transactions that really gave a different picture of foreign investor appetite for our bonds. I mean, just where are you finding certainty when it comes to that space?
So, I mean, there's always been quite a big difference between what Strate publishes, which is the actual bond holdings, and that gets published on a monthly basis, and the JSE has publishes turnover on a daily basis. And, you know, we've seen currently, you know, there's been a lot of bonds selling on a daily basis, but then when you compare it on the monthly basis, what the JSE and Strate had done was very different. So we spoke to the JSE and we spoke to Strate, and we said, listen, we need to make sure that these two sources of information match each other, so that at least we're reporting correct sources. So the JSE took it onto themselves, and they had a look at, because they kept on reporting trades that hadn't settled, so in a sense they were double counting it. But thankfully now they have corrected the information, and we're starting to see a little bit more accurate information from the JSE on a daily basis. You know, we have for the month of October, we have probably seen better selling from foreign clients, the daily flows that we have seen. But it is nice to see that at least these two sources of information are now standing hand in hand. But as I say, the straight information that has been published on a monthly basis has probably been the more accurate representation of what investors have been doing.
All right, Michelle, you made mention of the risk events that are coming up next month, and one of them being South Africa's medium-term budget, which was moved a week forward. I mean, you know, just this speech is really eagerly anticipated by the financial markets, and I'm just interested, I mean, could this, you know, move be a cause for concern in terms of investor perception, you know, and just, you know, how foreign investors are looking at our fiscal risk?
Yes, sure. I mean, the medium-term budget speech is generally held at the last week of October, with the new finance minister that was moved to the 4th of November, and the whole market was pricing around that. We had a lot of event risk on that. You know, the bond market has futures close out on the day. We had the NTBPS. There was also a switch auction scheduled for that day. And this all being in the week of the auction, the elections. So I think the market has taken a bit of a breather. There's been a lot of speculation as to why National Treasury has decided to, why the Finance Ministry has decided to move the budget. Speculations being anything from, do they need more time to create a floating rate note so that they can issue a new bond in the market, or do they need more time because they need to dot their I's and cross their T's and make sure they're reporting accurate data the reported in the Business Day saying because of elections it just allows guys to have a bit more time. So the market was quite speculative, and a lot of investors were asking questions. But if you have a look at what bonds did today, you know, bonds moved quite a bit lower. It doesn't seem to have spooked the market too much, which is quite encouraging. And, you know, I do think it bodes well for the event risk next week.
Yeah, and in July, we know that we had that unrest, Michelle, that really did put some sort of dent in investor confidence when it comes to South Africa. And of course, we are having SASRIA claims still coming through. I mean, what kind of impact is that having on bond market liquidity?
So that's one of the very interesting aspects we've seen at the moment is we've seen almost a little bit of a shortage of cash in both the bond space and the money market space as SASRIA withdraws their funds from all the different investors to make sure that they can service these claims. So we've seen them being parked in treasury bills, for instance, but there's a lot of shortage of cash for people to buy bonds. You know, we don't have coupon payments or big coupon payments, so there seems to be a shortage of local investors who want to buy bonds, and that's also weighed a bit on the market. And I think this is why we're seeing this very, you know, illiquid up and down price action in the market, just because even if the yields look attractive, you don't necessarily have all this cash that you used to have to buy these bonds. Because, I mean, these SASRIA claims can be quite expensive, and, you know, there's a lot of money that's being withdrawn out of the system. And we should see, and we have started seeing pressure come into the market, both on the money market side as well as the bond space.
All right, lots to digest as we also watch out for those big risk events for next month. Thank you very much for your time, Michelle. Michelle Wahlberg is from RMB.